This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. I ain't getting no interviews.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not getting no interview.
On 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops, spread on a rampage. Bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust, cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say, you
today is the day when we may find out whether Urban Meyer is going to sit out for 3 minutes or four. What's happening right now, Jeffrey?
So the latest is the Board of Trustees of the Ohio State University has convened, and they have all been present and accounted for. They are now in the meeting to discuss the standing of public employees, according to their words.
Right. So that may happen, and if so, we'll break in with the news. Yesterday, the news happened right in the midst of our show that David Moore was transferring from the University of Memphis, so we'll get into that a little bit, although that was largely covered, I felt like, on this station yesterday. Didn't you think so?
I think so. Also, there were some message board and Twitter people out there that didn't disappoint.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, people are calling him quitters. That's fine.
As predicted.
Today, we have a full show. Chris, John Martin's going to roll in here in just a little bit. I've learned something about John Martin and his that I want to discuss with him. Plus, we'll have his thoughts on all of this stuff and his prediction that there's no way the Memphis Tiger basketball team can start slower than 10-3. Dan Devine, your man Devine. The NBA is a 12 month a year league now, and so Dan Devine is going to be
24/7, 365.
He's going to be back joining us. Thrilled to say that Chris Harrington is going to be back. He has some important Daily Memphian work that he's doing, so he's not going to be in studio, but he will be back today. He has, since we last talked to him, done his power rankings of the Grizzlies' schedule. That was going to be a surprise. Now we can actually talk about that and other matters with Chris. So we've got that stuff to talk about. We have more to talk about. We have the possible breaking Urban Meyer news whenever that unfolds. But I thought I'd start. Last night, I went to the Rebounders shindig. Harold Bird was nice enough to invite me to the Rebounders shindig. And it was at the new practice facility, which is fantastic and beautiful and unbelievable, and it was absolutely packed. And the enthusiasm is just off the chain, as you can imagine. And so rather than do anything, rather than get in the way, we have various rules here. One is...
Always try the meatloaf?
Always eat the meatloaf. If there's either meatloaf and the bread pudding. If there's either meatloaf and bread pudding on the menu, order it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a lot of rules. The other rule
lakes is, are better than ocean, or lakes are better than beaches.
Mine happens to. Did you join me on that? Yes.
I did join you.
Okay. And then the others, if you ever have a chance to listen to Penny Hardaway, take it, right?
Absolutely.
And so rather than me sit here and wax on about the things he said and whatever, I just figured it would be best for you, because some of you weren't there. Listen, most of you were there. I'll be honest with you. It felt like it was so packed. That it felt like most of you were there. But for the few of you who may have missed it, and when you listen to this, some of it's fascinating. Some of it's interesting. He did finally confirm what we really kind of knew, which is that Memphis Madness would be October 4th. You can feel the enthusiasm throughout the whole thing, both in the crowd and in Penny. And then the other thing about it is you have to realize is that Penny, when he does these things, this was the Penny who was not going to be quote unquote good with the media or good with the public or like public stuff. What a joke that is. He just gets up there. He does not have a note card. He's not standing in front of a lectern. He just gets up there and starts to talk. And it is one big Memphis loving. Harold Bird introduced him, and this is what happened next.
Wow. But you know, as well as I do, the program would not be where it is today if it weren't for you guys. So give yourselves a round of applause. You guys have been so supportive. I was just talking to Coach Mitchell upstairs about how you guys were traveling on the road with us when I played, which made a huge difference for us on the road because, you know, it's a lot of hostile gyms around the country that we go to. And, you know, it was always amazing to hear you guys cheering for us, whether we went to Hawaii or whether we were in UAB. It was just amazing. So we're definitely thankful for that. We're very excited. So I'm sure you guys are too, to go into this season. Unbelievable. It's just every day that I wake up, it's crazy, kind of surreal that I am the head coach at the University of Memphis. It really is not real. But one thing that I understood, and Tony and I spoke about this, was the need for, you know, me to be here. The timing was just perfect. The opportunity was there for the people who pushed me to get here. We're looking for bigger and better things. We're looking to get to that championship this time, but bring it home. Bring it home. Before I go any further, I want to introduce the staff. You guys know some familiar faces, some not. Sam Mitchell, Sam Mitchell was NBA Coach of the Year in 2007, so he has great, great history. Mike Miller, everyone knows Mike. My former teammate, Tony Medlock. First thing Tony requested was his picture up in here somewhere. So we're working on that. And we're going to get it done. So we have our trainer, Brad Anderson. You guys know Brad. Our equipment manager, Ryan McPhail, equipment guy. We got our director of basketball operations, Rodney Hamilton. And we got Dwight Boyd, who is our player personnel. Dwight, everybody's name is Dwight. True story, when I was younger, and I'm not that much younger than Dwight. But when I was younger, the teams that Dwight played on, the team that he and Keith Lee and all those guys, wow. That's what made me want to be a Tiger. So that was, I watched those guys a lot. We have a really, really good, exciting team. You know, it was crazy because we had to mesh two different worlds, meaning Coach Smith's team. When I first took over the job, I met with them, talked to them about how passionate I was and where we wanted to go. And for the people who wanted to stay and be a part of this, that they were welcome and that we were going to fight and that they deserved to be here. Some didn't stay, but the ones that stayed with the guys that we recruited, brought them in, it's been nothing but love. It's been beautiful. The kids have been working extremely hard. They're on a mission. The one thing that we have to do for the kids from last year, though, is show them how Tiger basketball and Tiger fans really are. They haven't had a chance to really experience that. And they had an empty arena to play at last year, and we're telling them it's going to be way different this year. Way different this year. Yeah. As you guys saw, the non-conference schedule, I came in really late, but had a chance to put some really good teams on the schedule. We know we want that. We want to play the best in the country because we want to measure ourselves. And as long as I'm at the helm, every year we're going to try to play the top teams before we get to the tournament so that we'll know where we stand as a team. So we're fighting hard, you know, in all areas. We've been recruiting, hitting the pavement from day one, as soon as we got the job. And I think we're in the top 25 recruiting class in like less than 2 months with the group that we had coming in. So that was really exciting for us. We're expecting some really big names, some really, really good players from around the country to want to sign here. We really feel like our staff gives them an advantage on where they really want to go. And, you know, most of these kids want to make it to the NBA, and who better to show them than us on where they can go and being able to come and see the best fans in the world at the same time, cheer them on. And Mike said, it's just like me, and I could have lived anywhere after I retired from the NBA, but there was no way that I couldn't come back and get back to the community. And Mike said the same thing. Once you get to this city and once you see the fans, when we brought some recruits in for the very first time, standing ovation in restaurants from the fans with these recruits, and that was unbelievable. Truly unbelievable. I can open it up for questions, but I can sit here and talk all day about how I feel. I feel great. I mean, I really do, but if anybody has any questions, can't talk about the actual recruits that we're recruiting, but we want you guys to be a part of understanding, you know, who we are, and if you have any questions for me or for one of the coaches, staff, I'm ready. Glad to be here. Any questions? Okay.
People are a little shy here. This is one of Penny's old teachers saying, I know you sat in my classroom.
Yes, that's right. We heard. She taught us and she said we paid attention in class. You heard it. She taught all of us, really. Any questions? No questions?
They're being shy. They'll come.
Okay. Yes. She asked, would I like to describe the style of play? Playing in the NBA, we play with space. We like to have the floor open and allowing the players just to play their game and not be stagnant. So it's going to be a fast-paced game on the offensive end and a very aggressive style of defense. We want you guys to come to the games, and when you leave, your hair is all messed up, the clothes are torn off, you're grabbing each other. That's how we that's how we're going to play. Who do I think the best non-conference opponent will be? Wow. I mean, we're in a tournament in Orlando where we have to beat Oklahoma State first, but the second game would be possible Villanova. So we have to work hard as a game against Oklahoma State to try to get to Villanova. So that's, if you're talking about, that's the national champion last 2 out of 3 years. If you get an opportunity to play those guys, that's great. Not that we're taking anything away from anyone else, but You got to beat Oklahoma State first, which is a really good team. Have I decided how we're going to handle the guard situation? I think that kind of takes care of itself in practice. When we go through practice, the guys will separate themselves through what we're doing, and then it'll be easy to do. I mean, for us, we have great guards. All of our guards are really good, but I think you'll see the separation in some areas. So it won't be a problem. That's the strength of our team, though, our guards right now. Well, right now, our bigs aren't really true five men. They're really kind of stretch fours. And with the way the game is today, it fits. So Isaiah Maurice shot 50% from three-point line last year. You guys are really like him, but he can post up as well. Really good footwork. Mike Parks, who has lost, I don't know how many pounds Mike has lost, but he's really put himself in a position to be running. We're going to run. So we told him before he left, when school was out, that we needed him to get in shape to be able to play this style. And he's done so. It's just going to be fast-paced and open. I think you guys are going to be satisfied. But with the bigs, we don't really have a true five-man in our mind. We just have guys that can play on the perimeter and in the post. Thank you.
Thank you for what you have done for this city and for this school over your career as a player and as a coach of the high school ranks. My question for you is, you were very successful, obviously, in AAU and high school basketball. College basketball is different. How do you transition from the high school AAU game to the college game in such short order?
Well, his question was really good because he says, how do you transition from high school to college? Because college is very different. In my mind, in our coaching staff's mind, you can't really reinvent the wheel in basketball. Basketball is basketball. And we feel like what you can do on a high school level, you just have bigger, stronger, faster kids. You can do the same thing here. When I went to middle school, I taught the NBA style. When I was in high school, I taught the NBA style. So here, it's the same thing. And I was... No, talking to the coaches, and our brains are the same. What we're teaching right now is what I taught in high school. So it's nothing any different. And the kids are just older, bigger, and stronger. So teach the same way.
Are you going to play the zone defense?
We're gonna mix it up. We have to mix it up. You have to be smart and adjust. You can't just play one way. One way might start man-to-man, and then you might go, well, hey, they don't have many shooters. We're going to go to zone. It just, you have to adjust during the game, but we're going to prepare for everything so that we're able to adjust. he asked me, he did me mad that they picked us eighth in the conference. Yeah, it did. But I had to realize that they've been wrong before and they'll be wrong again, so. That's how I look at it. Ooh. We kind of want it not to. We come up with October 4th. What's the date, Rodney? Where's
yes,
Rodney?
Right here.
Did we come up with October 4th?
Yes.
That's all we kind of really want to say about that, because we want you guys to be excited. We want you to like be surprised when someone comes out and then you go, wow. That's what we want. We don't really want to kind of give away the details on that, because this is our first one, and we want it to be the bang to kind of start the season off. So October 4th. I'm saying it, no. Okay. He asked if I had Kentucky in a home and home. I think we're going to have to, when Coach Cal and I spoke, he wanted to do the game in Nashville. He doesn't want to. It's okay. It's okay. We'll take the game. We'll take the game in Nashville. He said, is the theme song going to still be Eye of the Tiger? Of course, we can't change that. I'm not here to change that. Uniforms will Ryan, next year, right? They're going to give me this year they're already done. And they don't look bad, but next year we'll be able to change. I spoke to Nike about that at the final show. Not that they're not good now, they can get better. Might even pull out the old 85 uniforms for this year.
One of the things that is saying that bother our tigers is playing against the zone.
Okay.
So how are we going to tackle that?
We talked about, well, she said zone has bothered us in the past. You just got to recruit more shooters. But no, that's what Coach Miller's for over there. But no, we're working on it. We're working on it daily. We understand what teams are going to throw at us. They're not going to play us man-to-man a lot. They're going to play zone, and we have to be ready for that. The good thing is in middle school and high school, I know 100 zone plays because that's what you play in high school and middle school. So it will bring it to this level and do the same thing and just adjust a little bit. We'll be okay. Yeah. Any more questions?
Coach, I like the staff you've chosen. Is there anybody that you've requested, that you've talked to, you can't go to the specialist, that you want to come here to help you coach?
No, everybody's here that it just worked out perfectly, like with Mike coming in. First, Tony and I, it was a shoe-in for Tony and I because we've been communicating since he's been in college because of the players that I've been coaching that he was recruiting. And then Mike came and then Coach Sam came, and it was just how it happened. It was just divine order. So no one else has really, it was a lot of other guys that wanted to come, but this staff was the staff that we wanted. We're blessed to get this staff. So I'm definitely happy and blessed about that. Understand where our group is right now, you know, and you're going to start here, but the measurement that we're giving ourselves is that where we're going to be when it comes time for tournament. You know, you got to keep progressing every month. It's not going to happen overnight, but we're going to work our butts off on a daily basis as coaches, studying, watching film, doing the things to give them an advantage on getting better and believing in what we do. Right now, the culture is set. It's about toughness, it's about responsibility, it's about a lot of things that we want to add, but ultimately, we want to win. So we got to keep teaching and developing the players. Wherever they're weak, we got to make them stronger. And that's what we do. She asked, will I encourage players when to go and when not to go? I think that, you know, initially you're a student first, so, you know, everyone's coming to school for the education first. But secondly, I think that your play dictates that. I would never push a kid out early or make them think, unless the scouts were saying, hey, you need to go. That's how we would handle it with a kid that was talented enough to go to the next level. We wouldn't just push him out there and say, hey, you only, or dictate it in the first year, you're only going to spend 2 years. The play will decide that, and hopefully for us, we'll have a lot of guys that are going to the NBA that'll help our college, our city, and them at the same time. I guess I'm done. No, thank you guys so much. We look forward to seeing you guys. Thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you.
I'm gonna respect. So there was Penny Hardaway, and to me, just the number of ovations. That's what stuck out to me. The sheer, hey, he's having fun. He's totally natural. And then the number of ovations.
Yeah, I just keep thinking back to all the knocks against him. And thus far, he's just picked them off one by one by one. And again, I could definitely eat my words, but I think the coaching thing is going to be one of those vastly overrated criticisms.
Yeah. By the way, it is that time again, time at Robert Irwin Jewelers to go ahead and try to win some free jewelry. In addition to going to Robert Irwin Jewelers for all the reasons that you would, it's locally loaned and operated. They've got bigger and brighter diamonds. Only 5 to 10% of the diamonds that Howie looks at ends up in his stores. They've been making jewelry since 1977. So if you want custom jewelry, that is your place. All of those reasons. The fact that, honestly, they demystify the whole process. Don't put any pressure on you. They'll explain to you, take you through the whole start to stop of buying jewelry and diamonds. In addition to all that, there's a chance you get it free. A whole lot of people got it free last year because of a certain kickoff that was turned for a touchdown. And more than $200,000 in free jewelry given out by Robert Irwin Jewelers. So, if you make a purchase between the 20th and 30th of August, the 20th and 30th of August, you will then be able to try to pick 25 college football matchups. 25 college football matchups. If you hit on them, that's all of them. But let's be honest, odds not any longer than a particular kickoff being returned for a touchdown. If you hit on all of them, every customer who made a purchase during this period, the 20th to 30th, totally free. You get the thing totally free. So you're getting the great value, the great beautiful diamond, all the things you'd normally get. Plus, you're getting a chance to win it for free. That is Robert Irwin Jewelers. They got four locations. They've got one on Perkins Extended across from Novel Bookstore, Stage Road and Highway 64 in the Bartlett Town Center next to Kroger, Wolf Chase Galleria Mall, the upper level right outside the Sears, and South Lake Center in South Haven, Mississippi on the corner of Goodman Road and Airways. Go ahead and win yourself some free jewelry. We got to take a break. John Martin's going to join us next. Jeff Cock and Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, Memphis area. Do you want to start wholesaling properties for cash? Over the last 5 years, Nick Vertucci, founder of the NV Real Estate Academy, and his team have been perfecting the art of wholesaling properties for cash. Call now, and he'll send you a free copy of his new kit, The Hidden Treasures in Wholesaling Property. In this kit, you'll see how he locates, evaluates, and flips a property in any area. Plus, you'll learn how he has used other people's money and other non-traditional money sources to get his deals done. It's time to see how to potentially access discounted real estate and find funding partners for a property to wholesale. Call 1-800-587-1087 now. To get your free wholesaling kit, call 800-587-1087 now and receive free live training in your area, which includes a free meal, a free smartwatch, and free USB drive loaded with his training information. Call 800-587-1087. That's 800-587-1087 now. And get your free kit today.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com. Because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing, and now is the best time to buy. With great offers on many Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs, what better way to make summer go right than with Ford, America's best-selling brand? Stop by any local Ford dealer and see all the exciting models and technology that make the Ford lineup even more incredible than ever. And see how they will make every ride go right during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
Real men in the area share their thoughts about dealing with erectile dysfunction.
Before I visited the Memphis Men's Clinic, I had the same feelings about my ED as everyone. Insecurity, fear, anxiety, shame, depression. I felt like I just wasn't as much a man as I used to be. I'll tell you, it seems like ED doesn't have boundaries. At some point, it affects all men in some form or fashion. It doesn't mean you're any less of a man. It just means you have ED.
Lou tried wave therapy from the Memphis Men's Clinic, the most advanced, non-invasive ED treatment available.
After my visit, there was a massive difference. The results were there immediately, and I'm back to a more regular sex life again.
Be like over 10,000 men in Memphis who have taken control of their ED by calling the Memphis Men's Clinic. Call today to schedule a $99 office visit. 901-443-0304. 901-443-0304.
I got to tell you, I thought I was out of the game, but the personalized treatment I received from the Memphis Men's Clinic changed everything.
Before I was Queen Latifah, it was always my parents' dream for me to go to college. And to this day, one of my biggest regrets is that I never finished. I'm sure they would have traded any of my walks down the red carpet to see me walk in a cap and gown. My mom always told me education is the key to unlocking your dreams. That's the kind of belief Strayer has in each and every student. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. And that's what makes every class, every exam, all the hard work, and every diploma more rewarding. It makes us all proud. I tell every Strayer student I meet the same thing. Life has its peaks and valleys. It's all about how you handle yourself through those valleys. It doesn't matter how long you've been out of school, or if you're the first in your family to go to college, if you took time off to raise your kids, or if you're in one career but hear another calling. Get started. You can. Let's get it together at Strayer University. Go to strayer.edu to learn more.
Strayer University is certified to operate by CHEF.
Hurry into Kroger and save at the digital sale. Friday and Saturday only, select varieties of Johnsonville brats or Italian sausages are just $2.49 with plus card and digital coupon at Kroger.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I know you like that. See the girls in the club, they're getting wild for me. And all the pretty chicks all wanna smile at me. These rap cats, man, they all got this out for me. And if I ever see them in the
So you're sitting in your dad eating your Raisin Bran like I did this morning. You look up and you say, oh my gosh, crack in the wall. What could that mean? Or floor sinking just a little bit. What could that mean? And I'm telling you, it could mean you got a foundation problem. It could mean nothing. It could mean nothing. It could mean you just got a crack in the wall. But it could mean you got a foundation problem, and that would be a serious problem. So might as well get in touch with the Redeemers Group. Both companies have served in the Memphis and the Mid-South for more than a decade, and they will come to your house for free and let you know what the heck is going on. Redeemers Group, foundation repair, crawl space repair, basement waterproofing, concrete leveling. All you have to do is call them, 541-8765, 541-8765. They'll send one of their experts to your home. They're not going to say, oh, and the first $200... the $200 for the appointment, if you proceed with the thing, will apply. No, 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 no. That's extortion. They're not going to do that. They're going to come out, they'll look at the situation, they'll give you an estimate. And if you want to fix it, go ahead. And by the way, don't forget to invoke my name, Jeff Calkins, to get $50 off your project. If you don't want to fix it for whatever reason, you don't have to. Whole thing is totally free, and you can figure out why that crack is in your wall. No downside in calling. Could be a big downside in winning. Call Redeemers Group. 541-8765, 541-8765, or on the web, redeemersgroup.com. John Martin is in the studio, and he's wearing a sweater that has a snowman on it. John, explain yourself.
Well, what a lot of people don't realize about 92.9 is that for whatever ungodly reason, they keep it to about 45 degrees Fahrenheit. In these studios.
I don't think this is as bad as some places. I do.
John, we have very expensive equipment.
I do care.
Why does it have to be that cold?
You can't overheat it.
You don't have to, I'm not saying you have to overheat. I'm not saying turn the heat on, man, but like, let's be reasonable.
There are so many places in Memphis that are so cold in the summer that I try to go everywhere with an air conditioning sweatshirt in my car.
Yeah, you have to.
Do you do that? I have a warm something warm because I'll go to a restaurant, a Red Koi. You ever go to Red Koi? Have you ever been to Red Koi?
Yeah, that's where Taylor Parsons got trolled by that Grizzlies fan.
Is that true? Was it Red Koi?
Smile, say, I ruined the Grizz season.
Oh, that was at Red Koi. That was classless.
That's my favorite Red Koi
That was
memory.
Classless. Anyway.
He's an acceptable douchebag.
It tends to be cold in there. Movie theaters can be. So I just have this really hideous looking sweatshirt that zips in the front. You'll be shocked to know.
No.
And then I carry it wherever I go.
I think it's wise to do that. I think it's wise. I mean, I've learned the way. I mean, I've learned, after 5 years here, it took me about four, but I finally learned to just like wear long sleeves in the summer.
Well, at least have it available. You have to always have it available. Before I get to sports, there is sports to talk about.
Are you going
to
ask me about Manafort and Cohen?
I wanted to ask you about your views on Paul Manafort. Yeah, and Michael Cohen, who used to write for the Memphis Commercial Appeal.
Yeah, I thought, it made very brave of Manafort to take the charge.
No, that's not what I was going to ask you at all. Yesterday, when we were talking about my billboard, which, of course, we would be. It's the talk of the town, the Daily Memphian billboard.
Absolutely.
That several billboards all around town.
Yeah.
Go to dailymemphian.com, put in your email address. You'll get everything you want to know.
We may one day get a billboard for the station.
So my hope is that this is going to spark the idea that maybe we should have billboards for the station.
But don't get your hopes up.
But anyway. So,
Jeff, but you know, if you have two billboards, you really have no billboards.
Oh, it's like quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's true.
I think you just have two billboards.
I think then you'd have two billboards. I actually think I have got five. Not to boast. Far be it from me.
You have five billboards around town.
Who's counting there, right?
I think there are five. Now, mind you, they're rotating, which is a little irritating.
The digital billboards.
They're digital. They're rotating. And not
so
only that.
I would cut them in half. So you really have like 2.5 billboards.
Worse than that. Even the Daily Memphian comes rolling around like every fifth thing, right? It's fifth thing.
Yeah.
And then it'll be me.
Yeah.
But then it'll be Otis Sanford. And then it'll be Jennifer Biggs.
So it's really just like 1.5 billboards.
It's really barely one billboard.
Yeah. It's one. Yeah.
But here's the thing. Billboard. On the billboard says come home, mm-hmm. meaning come home to daily local journalism. Come home to the folks that you've read for all these years. Come home.
Yeah.
Come home. That's what it says. When you saw it, you thought it was like a milk box thing, like come home. And
right, like missing.
You made some reference to it reminded you of when you're, and I'm not, I don't want to say, I hope this isn't spilling the beans from up
yes,
the air.
Yes, she's my wife.
When your wife leaves the house saying she's going to leave forever, it's the kind of billboard that you would put up that says, come home. And that, of course, prompted me to ask, your wife leaves the house saying that she's never going to come back?
Well, we've had a couple fights in our time. We've been together for like 10 years all together, man. So we've had our run-ins. Never gotten violent, okay?
Well, I just
have to say that.
I know
Andrea's listening.
It's
never gotten violent.
I wouldn't
violent.
For a moment think it would have gotten violent.
But things have been said, and
and so she's left the house saying, I'm never coming back?
Yeah, she's left the house in a fit.
Have you? Who leaves the house typically?
I mean, I guess what women would say is that the man should leave the house.
Who typically, in your particular, if you have a fracas, a purely verbal,
yeah.
as we know,
yeah, sure.
fracas, who's the one to stomp out of the house, get in the car, and go tearing out of the driveway?
Her. And I refuse to sleep on the couch, too.
Have you ever left the house?
Yeah, I leave the house to go buy groceries.
No, in a snit.
Oh, no.
She's the one who leaves the house.
Yeah. And I, like I said, I'm not going to sleep on the couch either, so don't try that crap.
And what's the longest that she's ever been gone when she leaves the house?
45 minutes. And she tries to, like, what she'll do is, what she's done in the past, is she'll, like, drive around the neighborhood and, like, try to make me feel like, you know.
Is he coming back? Is she coming back?
And right. then
do you ever call her?
And then I'll check her
text
location because, like, we have her location. And I'll be like, Sam,
you're tracking her. What are you doing driving around the neighborhood?
Why are you parked two streets down? You don't know anybody down there.
You didn't say that.
Of course. It's only happened once or twice. But
that must
she'll always
mad.
Tell me. She'll always tell me. No, I went to my sister's house, which is the worst thing ever. If you're in a fight with your wife and she goes to her damn sister's house,
why is that bad?
Because you know what I mean. What do they do? What do they do when they get together? They just talk.
They talk about how bad you are.
Yeah, and it gets annoying because they tag team up on me when they all come in town, and it's fun at first, but then inevitably there's going to be something that they don't like.
Do you think typically
they ruin my day
in this kind of a snit situation? The man is the person who stomps out of the house, or the woman?
No, I think it's. I think it's usually. You know,
I did once in my life in my marriage,
and you slept in the minivan outside.
No, I went to see The Usual Suspects.
Okay, it was at the Rock in it, right?
I was mad, and we were living in Miami at the time. It was what?
It's got The Rock in it. The Usual Suspects.
Not that one. The one that has Kevin Spacey, the Me Too dude.
Oh, this is how old
isn't
it
that
is.
The, yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, this was.
John did make a good joke, though.
Was that a good joke?
It was a good joke.
Why was that a good joke? I didn't understand the joke.
It's okay.
The Usual
It's okay.
Okay, that's fine. You have to.
Yeah, it's okay.
Right over there. This means over my head.
Yeah.
Because I'm old. So thanks for the good joke, though. We appreciate humor interjected into this radio program. Anyway, I went to see The Usual Suspects. I just went stomping out of the house, and I don't think she ever stomped out of the house. I mean, ultimately, we both stomped forever.
Right.
But that's – I didn't know how much of that is the thing in a relationship.
Yeah, like I just put my foot
stomping
down.
Stomping out of the house.
Like the man – like I'm not going to name any names, okay? But I do have a friend mm-hmm. who when he and his wife get into an argument
– yeah.
He always has to sleep in a different room. He gets the worst room. He gets the couch. And I frankly think that's BS.
Boy, you keep going back to this couch point. I keep talking about who's leaving the house.
But it's the same thing, though. It's the same exact thing.
Right.
I think it's crap. I think you can sleep wherever the hell you want. If you don't want me.
You've never not slept in your bed.
If you don't want to sleep with
me,
then you leave.
You go leave.
Bottom line.
Has that happened, too?
No, normally she just sucks it up and sleeps next to me.
That must be rough.
Yeah.
That must be. Turns her back.
Exactly.
Turns her back.
By the time the morning rolls around, everything is all good, baby.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad that's true. Okay. A couple things that were said yesterday. I don't know. Do you want any more to the David? Whose side are you on? David Moore, Betty White, Mike Norvell. You got any thoughts on that?
I mean, I don't blame David Moore.
I don't either.
I don't even if he would have, like, the rumor out there is that he was demoted to third. And I would support him leaving even if he had not been demoted to third, even if he just lost the job. If it was me, I would leave too. What reason do I have to believe that I'm ever going to play?
Right.
Why do I have to bank on...
Of course you would have left.
Yeah, of course. I would have left before the competition even started.
You would have absolutely left.
I'm like, what the hell you mean you're bringing in another quarterback?
You may not leave the bed. You may not leave the house, but you certainly would have left the university in that situation.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, I'd feel disrespected that you have to bring in somebody else. I've been in this program for 2 years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you would have left as soon as Brady White came in.
Of course, I would have, you know, dropped down a level and started.
I would have, too. Yes, I would have left, too.
But so that's where I'm at with it. Even if David Moore just lost the job and was going to be the backup, everybody wants to play in the end. Everybody wants to make a career. Everybody wants to make the AAF. He's not going to do that on the bench.
Let me give you a small example from the real world.
Okay.
When I came to the Commercial Appeal many years ago, there were three people who wanted the job. Al Dunning had the job.
Yep.
And there were three columnists being groomed. Ron Higgins, Mike DeCourcy, and David Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I arrive very shortly thereafter. Guess what happens?
DeCourcy leaves. Yeah.
Because he said, Calkins is going to be the columnist. We got the same amount of eligibility left. Why am I staying here? I'm going to Cincinnati.
Exactly.
Very shortly thereafter, guess what else happens?
Ron Higgins leaves.
Yep. He says, Calkins is going to be the columnist. I've been sitting here waiting for the columnist. Now, David Williams didn't speak to me for about a year.
Right.
But then we became good friends.
And then he became your boss.
And he became my boss. He decided to jump over me.
Like, that actually is an extreme example. But
it's typical.
Why am I going to sit here and wait on him to get hurt?
It happens in companies. If two people are one vying to be the CEO, one gets picked to be the CEO, the other one says, the hell with it.
You chose
backup CEO.
You chose someone else.
Yeah.
I respect your decision. I respect mine.
I'm out of here.
Double bird.
I'm going to go talk to my sister. I'm going to go two streets over or I'll talk to my sister or something like that. Okay. So that happened. And then the other news was
yesterday
Penny said tournament or bust.
Yes.
Are you tournament or bust? Because I add this. There's a lot of optimism floating around here, including you saying the worst they could be is 10-3 to start their schedule. Can we go through this very briefly?
Whatever. Yeah. It's your show, man.
Tennessee Tech.
Loss.
That's a W. Okay. At LSU. Come on, man.
That's a loss. But, I mean, whatever. It's a loss.
Okay.
Fine.
Fine. We're 1-1.
Yeah.
We're 1-1. You've got them at 10-3.
Yeah.
Okay. Yale.
Win.
That's a W. Bulldogs are pathetic. Oklahoma State.
Wow. I'm going to give them that win.
Okay. But you acknowledge it's 50-50.
Of course.
And they probably won't be favored.
Total coin flip.
Okay. So if they get that win, then they play Villanova.
Loss.
Okay, they play another one, or
they play another one. It's probably going to be Florida State. It could be Florida State, LSU, or UAB. Likely going to be, if LSU is as good as we think they are, it'll likely be Florida State or UAB, in which case I'm going to give them the win over either one of those programs.
Okay, but both, you acknowledge that both in the Florida State example and in the Oklahoma State example, those are coin flips.
Yeah, but I think they're better than Florida
State. You've given them both coin flips,
yes.
Okay.
They're not going to lose to every good team they
Texas
play.
Texas Tech.
I'm going to give them that one on a neutral site.
South Dakota State.
I'm going to give them that one. It's at home.
UAB.
I'm going to give them that one.
Tennessee.
Loss.
Okay, so you have given them three losses to Tennessee, to Villanova, and to LSU, and then the two that were Oklahoma State and Florida State.
I would even throw Texas Tech in there because
Texas Tech and South Dakota State. South Dakota State returns everybody from a team that's
they're not losing to South Dakota State at home. Okay, that ain't happening.
I'm just saying, they lost to UAB last year, South Dakota State, and Texas Tech is a neutral against, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
you gave them, so when you say you can't see them being worse than 10-3,
no,
I can see them being 10-3.
I wish I would have.
But that's three coin flip games. Yeah, you gave them all three.
I wish I would have. You're assuming they can't win at LSU.
I'm not assuming
they can't win against
Tennessee. I'm just saying, that's not the worst they could be.
Yeah, so I wish I would have worded it differently. I should have just said I'm picking them to be 10-3. I can see them being worse than 10-3, though. I can see them being 9-4. I think anything worse than that, I'd be a little disappointed. I think they're going to be a good team. I think they're going to, tournament of bust, like, you never hear first-year coach say that. It's pretty amazing.
No, the level of just, he didn't care.
He does not give a damn.
He says we're going to sign high-level recruits. He says we're going to go to the tournament. And he says we're going to win a national championship. All three of those things. Are things that you do not typically hear from.
A little different than what we were used to hearing in the last 2 years.
It takes 10 years.
Yeah.
Memphis isn't what it used to be.
Why aren't you happy with
can
this?
Can you believe that? I just freaking...
It's ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous.
And like the idea that he had, the idea that he had five people on the internet who were clamoring for his return is amazing to me. That boggles my mind. But there were even five.
It just shows that people rally around whoever. Like there's some people who rally around whomever like the coach is.
Whoever's like the target. Like there, right. the same people who were rallying for Tubby, I swear to God, were the same people rallying yesterday for David Moore.
Well, I'm kind of, we were rallying for David.
I'm not rallying for David Moore. I think like, I'm just not going to kill him.
I think there were more people blasting David Moore for being a quitter than otherwise.
Well, that's stupid. If it was your kid, what would you say?
I think that's stupid as well. I think
if it was your kid, you'd say, hey, I want to. I don't want to watch you sit on the bench. I want to watch you play somewhere. I don't care if you have to drop down a level, you know?
Right now, you would pick him to go to the tournament?
The Memphis Tigers.
In the end, you think that Tyler Harris is going to be awesome, right?
Yes.
And you think that Alex Lomax is going to be awesome. That's where you're optimistic. And you think they're going to be awesome right out of the gates.
I mean, I'm not saying they're going to be like the undefeated or anything like that, but I do think.
No, but really, really
effective college players. They returned the best parts of that mediocre team last year, and they add to it a top 26 recruiting class. I think those two things, plus the fact that the AAC is not a great league this year, I mean, I think that shapes up and sets you up for a tournament run, absolutely. If they missed a tournament, if they're on the bubble and they miss a tournament, like I'm not gonna be hurt. I'm not gonna be in pain.
John, thank you very much. We appreciate you joining us, and we will talk to you.
Enjoy Dan Devine.
Dan Devine coming up next. Then Chris Harrington. After that, it's Jeff Cock and Show. We got to take a break. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hobos, heroes, street corner clowns. Don't miss Parrish in Easterwood. Uncensored, live without a delay button at the Bluff on Highland. Friday night, September 28th at 6 p.m. Get your tickets now at 92.9ESPN.com. One night only with Gary Parrish and Keith Easterwood. Telling grassroots hoop stories and more. Tickets at 92.9ESPN.com. Ref your hood.
Hey, this is New York firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. And I've got your lunch plan for today ready to go. Introducing Firehouse Subs' new $4.99 choice subs. Choose from a medium smoked turkey breast, Virginia honey ham, or USDA choice roast beef. Loaded up with your choice of fresh veggies. You can even spice your sub up thanks to Firehouse Subs' awesome selection of hot sauces. And remember, a part of every sub you buy helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. So don't settle for just a sub. Grab a sub that helps make a difference. Plus, save time with the Firehouse Subs app or by ordering online at firehousesubs.com. Medium $4.99 choice subs. Grab yours to go today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Limited time only, plus tax, no substitutions. Participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. And at this point, you should know, Danny Morrison Roofing is known as the home of the free roof. Danny's team has built a reputation for timely and professional roof repair and roof replacement with attention to detail, and they have the ability to work with insurance companies to make sure customers who qualify for a new roof can get one with no out-of-pocket costs. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in just one day. And if for any reason you're not completely happy with your roof, Danny and his team will ensure your complete satisfaction. You want a free roofing estimate? You can get that right now. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Or visit him on the web at morrisonroofing.net. That's Danny Morrison Roofing, a proud supporter of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Check him out on the web, morrisonroofing.net. That's morrisonroofing.net.
It's the Labor Day sale at Mattress Firm. Brecken from Maryland told us she loved the value she got with the adjustable base. And now you can see for yourself why customers like Brecken are raving about our deals. Get a free adjustable base with your qualifying mattress purchase, up to a $699 value free. Or for a limited time, get a king mattress for the price of a queen and a queen for a twin. Plus, every bed is on sale with savings of up to $600. Hurry in. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. Valid participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Hey, it's Bennett. Join us this Saturday from 11 to 1 for the college football kickoff event at Academy Sports and Outdoors, Germantown Parkway, and Wolf Chase with 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Joined now by Dan Devine. Dan Devine covers the NBA for Yahoo Sports on Twitter at Your Man Devine. Dan, how are you?
Well, Jeff, how are you doing?
I guess the NBA is formally now. I appreciate it. Normally we give you a break. Normally you take a break. And it is now the proverbial 24-hour-a-day, 12-month sport. So here we go. One of the things that got a lot of attention recently because of the story by Jackie McMullen, but honestly, you'd written about this earlier, and it is, in the case of Kevin Love, and it's the mental health of NBA players, and that they're willing to talk about it, that they seem to be talking about it, and it's something they should be talking about. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean it's a huge topic. There's a lot of elements that go into it, which is why I think it's kind of appropriately ESPN's working on getting their arms around it in a very big way. Jackie McMullen's got a huge 5-part story this week, many, many facets, talking to many players, many of whom had not publicly disclosed some of the things that they discuss in the story. So I think it's a really worthwhile read for people to follow. And there are people like Kevin Love, DeMar DeRozan, who had previously disclosed their individual issues that are going into greater detail on it, stuff like that. I think it's broadly great that this is being discussed more openly, that more players feel comfortable opening up about it, acknowledging that they are personally affected, and the wide ranging effects of some of these issues, whether it's depression or anxiety or obsessive compulsive disorder or addiction or all these, there's a whole wide suite of damaging behaviors and mental issues that sort of fall under the heading of mental health. Talking about it as a great first step, absolutely. Destigmatizing it, legitimizing the sense that if you yourself have experienced some of these things, whether you've put a name to it or talked about it with anybody or not, you are, not only are you not alone, but a whole heck of a lot of people you watch on TV that you maybe would have never thought would deal with these sorts of things are dealing with them. I think that is a very good thing broadly for people to maybe lower the bar for people to be able to talk about it in their own lives if they're going through it. I think what comes next for the NBA ought to be very interesting because, one of the things that's sort of tucked into the, Jackie's longer series is that as this becomes a bigger issue, a bigger topic of discussion in the league, some owners want to have more visibility into what their players' mental health issues are like. Maybe more things like medical records on what players have, discussed with therapists or been medicated for and things like that. And then, separately and also tucked in is that the majority of players that Jackie says she spoke to have said that, they believe there needs to be complete confidentiality on this, which echoes the sentiment that Michelle Roberts of the Players Association has noted before. This is a big thing, it's one thing to say, we need a player's full medical report before we decide if we're going to sign into a long-term contract when we're talking about, what was the extent of that knee injury that we heard rumblings about. This is a very different sort of new frontier in terms of that kind of openness and discussion. So, the union is going to need to be involved in that. Individual players are going to need to, going to feel like they really need to have a say on that. Where the league and ownership goes on that ought to be really interesting. And I mean, the biggest thing that I've written about this, a handful of months ago, I talked to Royce White about his experience with being sort of at the forefront of a lot of these discussions a handful of years ago, drafted by the Houston Rockets, generalized anxiety disorder diagnosis. People knew that with him coming out of Iowa State. Things fell apart pretty dramatically for him, only wound up playing in 3 NBA games, never for the Rockets. Now playing over in Canada, and I talked with him about sort of what happened there, and from his side of the story, a lot of it is, these things that the players want to have put in place, in terms of plans and the idea that there needs to be a formalized process for dealing with these things. And if you want to have information about my mental health status, then I need to have some, you know, certain securities on the other side of it. All that stuff he was talking about then, and he basically got drummed out of the league over it as he sees it. So a lot of the issues have been around for a while, but he was sort of the only guy talking about them for a long time. And now if you have a drumbeat from a lot of other players, I think where it goes next ought to be really, really interesting.
Two things about all that. One is, I do think it's still hard for us people who have, you know, regular old mortgages and not vast amounts. For whatever reason, we can't get our minds around the fact that rich, successful people might also have mental struggles. But of course,
absolutely.
They do. But of course they do. Whether it's Robin Williams or Kevin Love, or the idea that because you have cash in your pocket, you are immune to this is silly, particularly when much of it is physiological, not anything else. The other thing that you bring up is really fascinating, because as a team, I can know if your valve in your heart is not working appropriately. I can put you through every test to make sure that it is working appropriately, and know everything. In the NFL, you strip down to your underwear, and I get to, you know, but it's a totally different deal if I want to know if you're bipolar, for example. That is a totally different deal. You would think in most workplaces where there are addiction issues, where there are mental health, people do set up, in most workplaces, there's a line. They set up these anonymous call this number to get help. We acknowledge that is not something we should necessarily know about. But it is very tricky. And as you point out, in an industry where they do know everything about your health, except this, and this is different. I guess, go ahead.
And it's huge. And it's a really big part of what a player, of what goes into making a player, on good sides and bad sides. You know, one of the things that's sort of discussed in these stories is, whether or not teams necessarily, if a player is diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, like whether a team would even want that guy or to be medicated because it might, make him less active or energetic in play, or whether a player, frankly, would want to be medicated for that because it might feel like they're sort of taking an edge off. And I think what makes it really difficult is you want this to be able to be dealt with in a uniform way where everyone sort of understands and agrees on the rules and the lay of the land. You're also dealing with a much more individualized set of issues and potential diagnoses and the way that things manifest in players' lives and, what different priorities are. So, we are scratching the surface as a media covering the league and the league itself of a gigantic, it's the tip of the iceberg and there's an awful lot below the surface that we haven't seen yet. Maybe the water level is receding a little bit and we're seeing more and more, but the way this sort of manifests and the way the league makes decisions is going to be really interesting to see, because I think there's going to be a lot of some people, teams in the league that have a certain amount of power in these discussions and these negotiations, because they're the ones that write the checks, would probably have to cede something on that for players to feel comfortable with it. And, the negotiations on that, I'm interested to see how contentious that is. We've seen a lot of, gestures towards solidarity or a united front from the Adam Silver regime in the NBA and Michelle Roberts since she's taken over the Players Association. I wonder if that would sort of remain the good faith there carrying the day, or if you're talking really about owners saying, I need to know exactly what's inside every one of my players' heads, if that winds up being a really big battleground there.
Talking to Dan Devine from Yahoo Sports on Twitter at Your Man Devine. Couple other things real quick. Since we last spoke, Melo has gone to Houston. You have written about it. What do you think about the fit?
I think, I don't necessarily believe that he's totally cooked. I think he's there. There's a world in which playing alongside James Harden and Chris Paul, who are, playmakers first and then scorers second, it's weird to say given that Harden has been such a prolific scorer, but he's a table setter. He is, the way that the game sort of turned over to him as the point guard in Mike D'Antoni's offense. Those guys being able to sort of set him up, I think, could result in a better situation for Carmelo than he had alongside Russell Westbrook and Paul George last season. But I remain real skeptical that Carmelo Anthony is going to be cool coming off the bench. I remain real skeptical that Carmelo Anthony is going to be cool getting 8-9 shots a game and pretty much only off of catch-and-shoot opportunities that, you know, we don't know even necessarily for sure how effective he's going to be in that kind of role, considering, all of his, shooting numbers and everything else really tracked down last year when he was plugged into that role. And then that's before we even talk about the defensive side of the ball. So I'm skeptical about the fit. I'm skeptical that it really gets Houston meaningfully closer to knocking off the Warriors. But I think there's a lot, a lot of sort of smart basketball minds there that, might be in better position to figure it out. But I don't know that Carmelo Anthony is the kind of player that puts you over the top anymore, even though he might still be a valuable player for them over the course of the regular season.
And then finally, CJ McCollum is sort of continuing to make news as the guy who hates dream, sort of these. I'll be honest. I'm kind of with CJ McCollum on this, but it doesn't earn him a lot of. It does not earn him a lot of positive press. Thoughts on CJ?
Well, I think the interesting thing is, CJ McCollum has been a very sort of media forward person. He studied journalism in school, and it's almost like he's already on Inside the NBA or already a former.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.